This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 306. Alvin Reed is here. He's here every Friday. We have Mike Elam on Thursdays, who just talks a bunch of smack, and then we have to have Alvin come in here and clean it all up. So that was good. That was good yesterday with Elam.
Yeah,
I like the way
great.
You two go back and forth.
I like Mike a lot, and so and one of the things I really like about Mike is, aside from, because like everybody has points we agree and disagree on, like he and I, we're not going to argue about anything we agree on, right?
Yeah.
But when we argue about something, there's no residual after effects. We're just back to Mike and Kevin after the argument. That I really like.
Which you need to be.
Yeah, I think so.
We lost that.
Yeah.
Well, that's Donnybrook in a nutshell.
Yeah, bro. There you go. There you go. Yeah.
Exactly. How often do you get mad on Donnybrook?
Not too often. I mean, really, not really at all. Sometimes it could, you know, Ray Hartman. No. No, I love Ray. But sometimes it could be frustrating.
Yeah. Right. So we were talking about what's going on the ground now in St. Louis, and we're talking about the fact that when you have thousands of structures, some of those are not going to have insurance, and people are saying, use the Rams money.
We talked about that a little bit last night. I am not a fetch the Rams money immediately person. Let's see how it all shakes out with FEMA once they decide. But, of course, now, you know, the people down in Southeast Missouri are just getting their FEMA money today. Mm-hmm. That was March.
Yeah.
You know, so, but let's try to not tap that resource just yet. That's all I'm saying. May come to it. You may have to, but I'm not ready to just make that. The money's there. Because you don't know where it's going yet, and you don't know who it's going to yet, and it's just too. It's so much damage, and how many buildings were 90% on the way to being condemned that just got the hell blown out of them. You know, I just there's a lot that need be done before I hit that pot of money.
Yeah, how. Eye-rolly are you about SEMA and the button, and they were at Dave and Buster's doing a seminar about how do you collaborate with each other, and not great looks.
Not great looks all the way around. Then I'll tell you, the death threat story, and then the police investigate, and they don't find any credible death threat.
I don't know this one. Tell me the story.
Oh, all right. Okay. It would have been on, this is Friday. So Wednesday, the story comes out that the SEMA agency director had received death threats, and then the next day the chief himself said they had looked at it and said they could not find any credible death threat. So where did that come from? And I hate to, you know, I'm not gonna pin it on the, you know, the woman's on, you know, administrative leave, she's getting paid, but you know, she's got enough going wrong in her life. I hope she didn't concoct that story, you know, in search of sympathy or something like that. It just looks really, really bad. And then apparently they tested it the day before and it worked, but then the fire departments didn't work. And you know, it's the same thing as the streets crumbling. Stuff is old, and you might want to, like, push that button every now and then. When's the last time you pushed the button to see if it worked? Now, it could have been a week before, because aren't you supposed to test these things?
Yeah.
I mean, they do in the burbs. I hear them all the time.
Right, exactly.
It's like first whatever and of every month
first
or whatever.
Tuesday, I think it is. Yeah. Right.
And my understanding was they tested the sirens, but they didn't test the mechanism.
That's what I was saying. That, yeah, I guess apparently they did some kind of test that it worked. So I guess that was the sirens.
Yeah.
But as far as the, right. If you'd have told me, Alvin, there's a button that has to be pushed to enact, like, the tornado sirens, I said, like, you're kidding me. Yeah. It wouldn't come down to that.
Sure.
You got to be able to do that.
Remotely.
Yeah. Right. I mean, if I was the man and I had the code, I could do that from, you know, it falls on my responsibility if I, you know, I'm someplace else and I do the code and I enact it and there's no, Alvin, why'd you do that? It was, you know, there was no storm within 100 miles. I have to live with that. But how do you leave yourself in that situation? How do you leave, everybody leave the office and you know powerful storms are headed to your community? That's where I think this thing
don't have to get too fancy with this one.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's a somebody's got to stay behind kind of day.
Yeah. Right, exactly. And, you know, it's almost like, hey, we're going to the ball game tonight. There's a chance, you know, we see that there's a chance that thunderstorms might roll through. We're still going to go to the game, but have some rain gear. Be prepared to leave. You know this. It may hit, it may not, but I'm going to take some type of action basically to not get rained on. Yeah. Well, if they're saying that you might have, like, seriously severe weather, hail, high winds, possible tornadoes, everyone can't be gone and the button is just sitting there waiting to be pushed. Bad.
Do you feel like all of these episodes of incompetence are dragging the new mayor down, or you think that she is doing what she needs to do to keep her powder dry?
Well, I think yes, and I could throw them right into it. I will say that there's this new standard of politics in this day and age where it's your fault. You're in charge. It's your fault. And some of the things, like I say, previous mayor, sorry, there were some things. What could she do? Yeah. You know, like, yeah, okay. Some people were here, especially the city structure and the charter and how things are done. That's existed for decades upon decades upon decades. But when stuff happened, it was kind of like, well, it's your fault. All right. And a lot of it was, I mean, the way she responded.
Yeah.
But the actual problem that comes up itself is something different. I think that's what's kind of going on now. Mayor Spencer's getting that taste of, it's really not my fault, but I kind of got to stand there and say, like, it's my fault.
Switching to national news, I was emotionally affected when I heard that the president is telling Harvard, the Trump administration telling Harvard, you can't have international students, and you international students, you need to transfer immediately to a different college that is following our advice on DEI and such.
It's just comical. I mean, that's just beyond the realm. We're also talking about private school too.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't do that at a public school.
Yeah.
And you go tell a private school that they cannot have any. And if you're international, you need to go someplace else.
Yeah.
Right. And then now Harvard's got to sue, and I got plenty of money to sue. And you know, it's just.
I would say this, and I'm speaking just for me. I don't know. I'm not Brad Young. I don't know the ins and outs of the legalities, whether the president can do this or not. But I'm solidly on the side of whether it's President Trump, President Biden, President Lincoln, they shouldn't do this.
Yes, that's basically all I'm saying, is that you're going into areas where there is no, A, there's no justification for it, but B, if this is allowed to stand, like, any president, any time, could do anything. And that's not how the United States of America works.
Well, wasn't one of the big pushbacks in recent years that people didn't like anyone in the government saying you've got to speak a certain way, right? Because that's what people get mad about, pronouns and things along those lines. It's the same idea. You can't have retribution against people for not doing what you want them to do. When you're in public office, when you're in the federal government, and people that were mad about it before, they were like, you can't make us do this or that, are now okay with someone doing the exact same thing, just a different issue.
Yeah, well, that's true. And this issue is one that it is an education, not a business, but at the same time, you do pay to go to school there, especially like a Harvard. I don't care if you're on, you know, like people aren't there on Pell Grants.
Right, you know, right.
They're paying money. Okay. That's another thing. Like, wait a minute. If I fit the parameter to go to this college and I'm paying money to go to this college, you're lessening the value of my education by doing these things, President Trump. You know, if I'm sure there's plenty of schools out there that got this policy or that policy, whatever, they don't rank as high as Harvard because it's like, well, it's you're not, you know, attracting the same type of student. So it, yeah, this one, yeah, that was what, like, okay, never mind Harvard. You're going to tell a university that they cannot have any international students.
Yeah.
Come on, man. That's. Now, when you first got to college, mm-hmm. All right, did you have any idea that there would be as many international students at the college when you got there?
No, I was like Woody Boyd off the farm, though. Like, I went straight from Roxanna to WashU.
Okay, all right.
I didn't know nothing about nothing. But that, I didn't know nothing about birth and no babies.
Okay. I knew that there would be international students.
Yeah.
I had no idea there would be that many international students when I got to the University of Kansas.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I thought it was just Kansas. You know, like, I mean, I'm not at a...
You're going to be the international student.
Exactly. A quick story. Yeah, I'm in a fraternity. You know, I'm an Alpha Phi Alpha member. And we were going to reach out to our... a lot of Nigerian... students were there. Guys, I'm like, we're going to reach out to our Nigerian brothers and not get them to pledge, but say we want to just be active with the, you know, whatever. They looked at us like we was trash, man. Like, okay,
really?
All right. Because, you know, they like richer than rich and can all.
Yeah.
And like, oh, no, I got a little lesson in.
Oh,
you know, yeah. Oh, okay.
Not exactly brothers.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Okay. Right on. It was like unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember being at WashU and I was the first week and you have all the organizations. And again, I'm so off the farm, I'm carrying a briefcase. I'm that big a dork with an orange in it or something, right? And I remember there was the Black Law Students Association and Gay Law. Yeah. And I remember a white guy going, well, where the hell is White Law Association? And I just went, I have to go.
Time to go.
I don't know much, but I know enough to walk away.
Yeah. Walk away from
time
that.
For us
well, you know,
leave.
That is like, well, that's the Bar Association. Shoot. I was just out at KU, like right there in the union. They still have like what Gay Services of Kansas is and whatever. Big old sign in the union and whatnot. They're not backing down off that. Yeah. I was surprised. I thought like, hey, it's always been right there in the student union on the main floor. But I figured, you know, maybe still have a really nice.
It was so interesting. When I went to WashU, I couldn't have told you what conservative meant, what liberal meant. Mm. Certainly, we'd known it ever said woke before.
Mm. Right,
like, it was
right.
Just,
right.
You just knew that you were in a whole new world with whole new people and trying to figure out your place.
Well, the whole, you know, I learned political spectrum and that we were all like kind of in the middle.
Yeah.
And I've always believed that, you know, that the ends of the spectrum are really just, they're there, but, you know, but they aren't the power brokers of American politics. And that kind of changed.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And now liberal and conservative are two different terms altogether. Then, you know, conservatives and liberals had enough of the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whatever the issue is, you got to be, you're either for it or you're against it.
Yeah.
Well, how about if we met in the middle and stopped it? No, nope. If I can't run it, I'll run it in the ground.
There you go. That's Alvin Reed from Donnybrook. Thank you, buddy.
Oh, anytime, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 323. Wheels got a stairway to Kevin.
Yeah, let's a couple of them that I wanted to throw in there, but let's just do this one that I think is pretty straightforward. So, in sports, people like athletes, managers, coaches, people are. It's almost like they're expected to cease being normal human beings because, oh my God, the season is on, right? God forbid your wife have a child and you're going to spend a couple days with your kid. God forbid you do anything. Well, Alex Cora of the Red Sox got a lot of heat, mostly from sports talk radio, not from very many other people in Boston, because he missed a game to go to his daughter's college graduation and to be there for his daughter. And I don't know if you guys see this in any other walks of life, but are there any others where normal people feel like the people involved in this business should suspend everything about their lives for this business? Like, this has come up a few times, right? There was a time when Phil Mickelson was playing the Masters and his wife was pregnant. And he told everybody, look, if she's given birth, I'm leaving. I'm leaving the Masters because I'm going to be there for that. And he got criticized for it. And people are calling. And this was 20, 25 years ago. It was a long time ago. And it struck me with this Alec Cora thing, too. It's not even a player. He's just the, I mean, look, managers matter. Don't get me wrong. They matter. But they ended up winning the game anyway.
Yeah.
Because he still wrote the lineup and did set everything up. Why do you think that makes sense to so many people? Maybe it's not a big percentage of people, but I mean, these are like mainline talk show hosts that are like ripping the guy for not being dedicated enough. These guys spend 80 hours a week doing this. They travel half the year. And that's not enough for you?
I understand why they would be salty if someone in a field like that took a leave, like a parental leave.
I'm 3-week leave or whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, right. Okay, I understand that. Some jobs you just can't do that in. I don't think I could do that, you know? I don't feel like I could say, having another baby, I'll see you in 3 months. I don't have that kind of job.
Right.
If I had a behind the scenes job, I could do that, but I'm in front of the scenes. But, you know, when my mom was passing away and if I were to ever have a grandchild, yeah, I'm not here. I'm going to be there for that. And I think that's just reasonable. But I think a lot of those same guys feel the same way about just normal workers, too. I think there are a lot of people who really, really find it offensive when men especially take time for things like that.
Yeah, but I mean, like, who? So your kid's graduating college. My kid graduated college 6 years ago, 7 years ago, whatever it was. I took day off of work to go down to where the graduation was going to be so I could be there the next day for the graduation.
Yeah, as you should.
How's it any different? I mean, he's got a job that's high profile, but they play 162 games. You know, even if it's your star player missing a game or missing a weekend series, this happens all the time. They have like a paternity list in professional sports where if you have your wife has a kid, you leave and they can replace you on the roster and you're gone for a few days. It's not 3 weeks. It's usually a couple of days. It's usually 2 or 3 days. I don't understand, though, like, why would this get anybody heated? Like, you're not dedicated enough because this week you only put in 70 hours instead of 80.
Yeah. It just feels like a subconscious, like, misogyny thing. Like, you're a man. What are you even supposed to do for this baby? Who was it? Was it Ben Shapiro was saying, like, whenever his kids were born, like, I didn't do anything. It's like, well, there are plenty of dads who are very hands-on and can help a lot.
And that says more about him than it says about anybody else.
I think anyone who criticizes someone for taking a day off because their child is being born, it's kind of coming from a place of insecurity and feeling threatened and feeling you know. Well,
The angle that I wanted to approach on this too, from being in sports for as long as I have, sports fans as a whole are normal people, but there's an element that are abnormal, hence fan fanatic. They're just selfish. They don't care about you as a human. All they care is that you feed them wins so they can be happy on that day.
Yeah.
There you go.
Welcome back, DJ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
S-1041 FM KMOX. Wheels, where are we on the fundraising?
So last I checked, it was 197,000.
Damn.
So let's do a quick update. It is now 198,000. So
wow.
Let's get to 200.
Yeah,
like by the end of the show.
To double what the goal was.
The 2 week goal was 100,000 and in 36 hours, I think, something like that.
And that's one of those things, like, you can have an opinion on a lot of things. But when it's empirical, like, I think we're going to raise $1 million, you know.
Yeah, they're new or don't.
I think we're going to raise 50, and then you raise 200. I mean, like, the KMOX audience, the DGS audience always, always, always shows up.
Yeah, we mentioned this on Rush Hour last night, Matt and I, because we did an update right before the end, and it was up to, like, 115 by the end. And like, it's not about like, we're not the ones getting the credit. This is crediting our listeners and everybody participating because this is people stepping up.
Yeah.
They see other people need help and they might not have the ability or the time or the skills to come down and do anything, but money's going to make a big difference because it will pay for people that can do those things.
You bet.
Yeah.
Dave couldn't be with us today, but we do have his live look.
Could not be live with you today. Grandson's in town, and we're kicking off the long holiday weekend. Nice start to the weekend for any evening plans. Couple of showers possible after midnight, but the evening is dry. Now, the weekend is interesting. First of all, it is going to be one of the coolest Memorial Day weekends we've seen in over 30 years, maybe even over 40 years. It's not going to be a washout of a weekend, but we do have to keep an eye on the sky. Saturday, I think we have a lot of dry time, but I can't rule out a couple of showers with a mix of clouds and sunshine. 68 for the high on Saturday. What we've got going is there's a weather front that's kind of stuck to our south. And as that front waves, we're going to see some waves of showers and non-severe thunderstorms. And that activity will kind of pick up as we go through Sunday and Monday. Right now, I think the most rain we will see is probably during Monday, Memorial Day. But Sunday and Monday, clouds will dominate with scattered showers, one or two non-severe thunderstorms. The big deal Sunday and Monday, though there will be some showers around, will be the temperatures. High temperatures Sunday and Monday, only 64 degrees. That is way below average for this time of year. But the good news is no severe weather expected right through the holiday weekend. Hope you have a great holiday weekend. Be safe out there. Enjoy whether the raindrops are falling or not. Just make it a great holiday weekend. Talk to you on Monday.
And the Cardinals are when and where? For the next week or so?
So they're home for this weekend. So you got Arizona coming to town for a game tonight, 7:15 tonight. Afternoon games the next 2 days. And Arizona's good. They're not having they're not off to the greatest start, but they're supposed to be better than their record.
Yeah.
And their record's fine, by the way. I mean, they're not far off the Cardinals. I think they're maybe a game or two. They're 2 games over 500. The Cardinals are 4 games. So they're similar teams. Yeah. And tonight, I think tonight is the night that Zach Gallen's pitching for Arizona. He was a Cardinals prospect who was traded to the Marlins as part of a deal. And then the Marlins traded him to Arizona. So you get a little bit of an interesting dynamic there with those two, with him going up against Miles Michaelis. But they got that. And then next week it's at Baltimore and then at Texas. And Baltimore was supposed to be a contender, but is not. They're terrible. Their pitching staff completely imploded. And then Texas has been a little slow starter, but they're actually good. I think they're pretty good. That'll be a good series. So it's a good stretch. And then after that, there's a little break. Mm. After that, you're going to get the White Sox coming up. That's going to be a nice little break. But it's not a long one. You know, most of the league is decent.
Yeah.
Right? All of baseball, most teams are either really good or decent. And then there's just a few terrible ones. I saw this. I got to tell you, since we're talking baseball, I got to tell you this. So the Rockies are off to the worst 50-game start in baseball since 1895.
Wow.
So here are a couple of things that were true of 1895. That was the year the X-ray was discovered. So the last time somebody was this bad, X-rays were just becoming a thing. And I can't even fathom. I mean, again, thinking about this from how mad Cardinals fans have been these last couple of years. How would it go if it was that? Like, we have literally never seen anything close to that. In 100 years of Cardinals baseball, they have never been anything close to that bad. More than 100 years of Cardinals baseball. And yet, 2 years in a row, you got the White Sox last year and now the Rockies that are both going to end up being the two worst teams in the history of the sport.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
No.
Being, like, the worst 50-game start in 130 years.
Yeah. Rach, from watching the Ken Burns documentary, when we first started playing ball, it was called town ball or just base. And the pitcher, it was their job to make sure that the batter could hit it.
Like, yes.
They were throwing it so soft and easy.
Yeah.
Like, you were a successful pitcher if the striker could hit the ball.
Yeah. Because at the time, you couldn't hit it very far.
Right.
Right? It was kind of a mush ball, and it was covered with leather, but they used the same ball for weeks on end.
Yeah.
Totally different. Like, it's, as you think about the evolution of the sport, it's almost like the evolution of technology.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like how fast it changed and how much different it is now. Like, people back then that saw this wouldn't recognize it as exactly the same thing. You'd recognize the bases and all right. that, but it's just, they're like, they throw 100 miles an hour.
I had to run this back to listen to it three times because I thought I was just like too in the zone that Lewis and Clark played against yes. Native Americans.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
it's just a, that's one, that's, I mean, it's the part of the cool character of the history of the game. It doesn't mean it can, it has to be the most popular thing now. Football is the most popular thing now. But it's amazing that it's had that staying power.
Yeah.
That, you know, 100 and, what was it, the early 1800s that it was invented. That was not long after the Civil War. That, well, actually, no, during the Civil War, they were playing baseball.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So, yes. like, they I just saw the story. It was about Abner Doubleday when you brought that up yesterday. Because I went and looked at it, and it's like he actually commissioned bats and balls to be available for his troops so that they could play baseball during their town time. And it started only as a thing in New York. But what spread it was New Yorkers spreading all across the country as we expanded westward. So it's such an interesting, like, history of it. But, like, it's been played that long. And it's still, like, now it's big enough to be a $13 billion a year business.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. Headlines, Rach?
Yeah, Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Here's a name we haven't heard in a while. Jussie Smollett.
Oh, boy.
Has agreed to pay $50,000 to a Chicago charity as a part of a settlement over a lawsuit regarding the investigation into his claims of a hate crime hoax. He was convicted of lying to police about staging his own attack and had previously paid a $10,000 fine. It did some community service. Well, now he's paying out this settlement after the city sought $130,000 for police overtime costs related to the investigation around the hoax. The terms of the agreement were made public a month after the parties agreed to settle.
He still denies it, right?
I don't know how you could deny it and also pay the $50,000 to the charity. But yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. The United Kingdom is planning to expand its voluntary chemical castration program for sex offenders to 20 more prisons, and officials are considering making it mandatory. This is a part of a push to reduce reoffending and cut the country's prison population.
One of the most amazing calls in 25 years on the show was probably about 2003, and I had just started doing The Priest and the Rabbi, and a guy called, and he said, I'm a pedophile. I'm a convicted pedophile. I am guilty of everything I've ever been accused of doing. I recently got chemically castrated by my own choice, so I no longer have these urges, but I'm wondering if I will be able to go to heaven. And so we kept him on for the entire hour, and he talked in great candor and detail about what it was like for him. And I have to say, although what he did was reprehensible, by the end of it, you had some sympathy in that the way he painted his story was he was born with a bad brain. He had always had these proclivities. He had fought them, given into them, and finally realized that. Short of chemical castration, and he wasn't even sure that that would do the trick, but it did, where he had no sexual libido. He didn't even find people attractive. And for the first time in his life, he personally had peace, but felt that he was hellbound. It was so interesting. Yeah.
Mm. All right, moving on. Kim Kardashian is now a law school graduate. Her journey took 6 years. That's longer than the four she had originally planned due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But she did one of these like law apprenticeships where mm-hmm. she basically just studied with lawyers as opposed to going to law school. I've looked into this. This is not something you can do in Missouri, but it is available in California where she lives. She also passed the baby bar. So the next step is passing the actual bar exam and yeah. becoming a lawyer.
Good for her.
I've heard the California bar is really hard to pass. Is that right, Dave?
It wasn't that hard. I don't like her, but good for her.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool that she's doing this.
Yeah. This is not a negative.
No, it's not a negative. She's working hard.
Let's see here. Almost a third of Americans are going into debt just to take a summer vacation. This is according to an article published by Bankrate this week. The average cost for a vacation this year is $7,249. That's up from 2024, up by 24%, actually. But that means that a lot of people are going into debt to go on their summer vacations.
Hey, the 10 richest guys got $365 billion richer. So that's what matters.
I'm taking everyone to Florida this year, and it's probably going to be around that. I mean, it's just, it's by the time you know, everything's just so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of expensive, let's do one last story here. iPhone could triple in price to $3,500 if they're made in the U.S. This is according to an analyst warning about the situation. The threat of tariffs on imported iPhones, you know, is getting people thinking about like, okay, well, how much would it cost if you actually made it here? And the answer is a lot more.
This is one of the things that bothers me about Trump is that he just seems to wake up in the middle of the night, get something in his craw, and he just acts on it. All the smart people are telling him they can't do it. Tim Cook was just at the White House Tuesday explaining why they can't do it. It would take something like $30 billion and 6 years to retool, but who knows? Welcome back, guys. DGS. I apologize for my bad mood today. I missed a client breakfast. Totally my fault and Andrew's. And
just for not being in
just
town.
Just for not being in town.
Damn it, you went to your brother's wedding, Andrew.
I accept. No, totally my fault. And yeah, just been in a bad mood ever since. And Wheels, you're asking, like, when will I get out of my bad mood? At some point tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know, Rach may laugh her ass off when I say this. I don't think I'm a particularly moody person, not deep moods.
I get you.
Surface moods, I can be a little choppy, but like deep bad moods are probably 2-3 times a year.
Yeah. I'm really pretty good at letting things go when it's other people, but I stay mad at myself for quite a
100%.
while.
100%.
Yeah.
Yes. 100%. And I knew as soon as the phone rang this morning, I'm like, damn it.
Yep. Like, ah.
I know it.
You can just break into the Taylor Swift song.
I was going to try and make it. And I was standing at my kitchen sink. And rather than like going upstairs and getting ready, I just pulled my shirt off and started washing my pits.
Well,
and
sure.
just washed it right there in the sink. And I'm like, I'm ready to go. Let's have this meeting. And by then it was too late. So
yeah, that sucks.
It does. It just sucks.
But I think most people have been there.
Cheer me up with some fast food news.
Yeah, we only really have time to hit one or two things here.
Make
but
them good.
I don't usually do this with fast food news. I usually only try to bring us the offerings that are here in St. Louis. I don't talk about what's going on in South Korea and all that because I don't want to tantalize you guys with a fast food product we can't have.
It does hurt.
This one is interesting because in certain markets, Little Caesars is testing new artisan style pizzas. So they feature an elongated, smaller crust cut into 12 artisan style pieces. The price tag starts at $5.99. They have the bruschetta, the cheesy garlic chicken, and the double pepperoni. My question for you guys is, do we want this from Little Caesars?
For $5.99, yeah.
I would. It's so funny you say that because my initial response was stay in your lane, but I have so much trust in them.
That's kind of what I was thinking too. Mm-hmm. Like, if my gut reaction was like, no, that's not a Little Caesar's pizza. But then I thought, when have they ever steered me wrong?
No.
I mean, this looks really good.
Andrew.
I'm looking at the pictures. It looks good.
Bearing the lead. In-N-Out.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
Uh-oh.
It was fine.
Uh-oh.
It was fine. It was not life-changing. I mean, for some people, you hear...
Is it like a Shake Shack burger?
It's more of a... it's a little thicker, a little more substantial. It was great. It's a great burger. But some people talk about In-N-Out like it's a religion. And I thought it was fine.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.